Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited first quarter of 2012 results. Today with us, we have Mr. César Baião, CEO of the Brazilian subsidiary, Mr. Felipe Guterres, CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and investor relations, Mr. Arnaldo Calbucci, COO of Towage Offshore Shipyard and Ship Agency, and Sérgio Fischer, COO of Port Terminals and Logistics. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After remarks by the company's management, there will be a question and answer session for industry analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach an operator. Today's live webcast includes both audio and slideshow, may be accessed online through the Wilson Sons investor relations website at www.wilsonsons.com.br/ir. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Wilson Sons management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to the future events and therefore depend on the circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic environment, industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to the CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and investor relations, Mr. Felipe Guterres, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Guterres, you may begin your comments now, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. I'm here with César Baião, Arnaldo Calbucci, and Sérgio Fischer to comment on Wilson Sons results for the first quarter 2012. Please turn over to slide number four of our presentation for a brief summary of our consolidated results. The company generated $157.2 million in revenues, which was basically in line with the first quarter 2011. Although the healthy increase amongst our maritime services, Towage Offshore Shipyard and Ship Agency, we had a negative impact in ports and logistics from the end of some operations across Brasco and logistics, as well as the constraint in operations during the expansion of Salvador Port. Moreover, the weaker value of the Brazilian real relative to the US dollar has a negative impact on roughly 65% of our revenues that are Brazilian currency denominated. EBITDA is down 28%, mostly due to the negative impact of the provision for long-term incentive plan. The variation quarter-on-quarter amounts to $11.1 million. The long-term incentive plan fluctuates based on several variables, including the difference between the opening and closing share price in the period. Excluding this effect, EBITDA would have been $33.8 million. The drop in our net income was a direct result of the aforementioned long-term incentive plan impact and a higher depreciation and amortization costs as a direct result of the company's larger asset base with greater towage and offshore fleets. This effect, coupled with one-off costs related to the discontinuation of some logistics operations and the new accounting treatment for the towage fuel inventory, resulted in a net income of $6.5 million for the quarter. Moving now to the next slide number five, we present net revenues and EBITDA highlights for the quarter by business unit. In container terminals, revenues and EBITDA were 2% and 19% down, respectively, as a reflection of the constraint in Tecon Salvador operations. A fall in the transshipment levels occurred, but the deep-sea volumes remained strong in both terminals, despite the uncertain international trade scenario. Brasco figures dropped as a result of the completion of Petrobras operation in the public port of Rio de Janeiro in October 2011, which represented roughly 30% of its EBITDA in first quarter 2011. The strong demand from the international oil companies and the overall expansion, the pre-salt projects, continue to provide the base for our OLNG terminal growth, oil and gas terminal growth. Logistics suffered from one-time costs related to the discontinuation of low-margin operations as the business concentrates efforts on its most profitable operations, such as our bonded warehousing, Santo André, which again experienced increased volumes in the quarter. Storage revenues increased 12%, taking advantage of a higher number of harbor maneuvers, larger operational fleet, and a better price mix. EBITDA, however, suffered from a one-off cost in the amount of $2.4 million related to the new accounting treatment for the towage fuel inventory. In offshore, revenues are up 35% as a result of a larger fleet and a higher average fleet daily rate due to price renegotiations. The shipyard business saw its revenues increase 2% and EBITDA 39% as a result of a greater number of third-party vessels being built. Shipyard margins grew substantially as a result of its greater cost efficiency with the repetition of the vessel type being constructed. And shipping agency increased volumes. Going to the next chart number 6, here I explain capital expenditures and give you some color on cash and debt. Capital expenditures for the quarter totaled $43 million and included the following: $10.3 million for the Guarujá 2 shipyard construction, which is expected to be fully operational by the beginning of second half 2012. $8.4 million related to civil works for the expansion of the Consolador, including berth reinforcement and retro area paving. The expansion is also scheduled to be finalized by the beginning of second half. And $18.4 related to offshore expansion and towage fleet renewal. The majority of the company's debt, 72%, is provided by BNDES and Banco do Brasil as agents for the Fundo de Marinha Mercante. Additionally, 91% of our debt is denominated in U.S. dollars and 92% of it is long-term. Net debt of $377.2 million at quarter end is equivalent to 2.5 times EBITDA trailing 12 months. As you can see here on the bottom right corner of the slide, our debt maturity schedule is very favorable, providing us with great certainty for the execution of our investment plan. At this time, I would like to pass the call on to Cesar Bayon.
Thank you, Philippe, and good morning, everybody. Going to slide number 8, we present updated pictures of the ongoing expansion of the Consolador, expected to be fully operational by beginning of second half of this year. It will almost double the terminal capacity from 300,000 TEUs to 530,000 TEUs per year. This expansion represents an important investment in the development of the future of trade capacity of northeast of Brazil. This expansion will allow the efficient access of post-Panamax vessels that can measure in excess of 300 meters in length and are capable to carry up to 9,000 TEUs at a time. Hamburg Süd, MSC, CMA, CGM, for instance, have already announced that post-Panamax vessels from their fleet will be allocated to Salvador after the conclusion of our expansion. In May 2012, the Consolador also announced a new trade line connecting the terminal with the west coast of the United States with NIK line. In the two pictures at the top of this slide, we can see civil works related to the secondary quay in the terminal and the new equipment which arrived in last December from China. In the two pictures below, we note that the actual status of the paving and leveling of the back area. Moving now on to slide number 9 of our presentation. Here we can see that civil works related to Guarujá 2 shipyard are in full swing, and we expect the site to be operational by the beginning of third Q 2012. The expansion will increase the company's shipbuilding capacity from 4,500 tons to 10,000 tons of processed steel per year. Wilson Sons shipyard strategy contemplates the construction of the expansion of both offshore and towage fleet, as well as the maintenance of company's fleet and a non-select construction for third party. In the pictures presented, we can see the evolution of the dry dock excavation from the end of last year to May 2012, with the latest picture on the bottom right of this slide number 9. Moving on to slide number 10. And a stable economic environment produces challenges, and we are watching closely the impact of Brazilian trade flow in particular. That said, there are a number of business highlights that we can expect in the near term. The conclusion of both Salvador, Tecon Salvador and Guarujá shipyard expansion represents an important investment in the development of the Brazilian oil and gas industry and the trade flow infrastructure. The commencement of two new logistics centers in Itapevi, São Paulo, and Suape, state of Pernambuco. These facilities are under construction and will be operational in the second half of 2012. The total investment in the two facilities is at the amount of 10 million Brazilian reais. Martini Meat warehouse ramp-up, which will definitely help Tecon Rio Grande higher yielding reefer volumes. The warehouse of Martini Meat has already 35% of its capacity occupied. And moreover, the ICMS dispute can contribute to both of our container terminals due to the approval of the new law number 72 that ends the state's tax war in 2013. Five new PSVs will be launched for WSUT by the end of 2013. The offshore business expects a fleet of more than 30 vessels by 2017. So at this time, I would like to invite you to move to the Q&A portion of today's conference call.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1. Mr. Matt New from Invesco Global would like to make a question.
Hi, this is Matt Neal with Invesco. I have a question in regards to the discontinuation of operations at Logistica. Could you quantify the amount of that one-off related to discontinuation?
Hi, Matt. This is Philip speaking. $900,000 for the quarter.
Okay. And thank you. Could you also give me an update on Bricklog? I'm not quite up to speed on the announcement you made in April, but I just wanted to get an update on where that stands.
Yes, Matt. That is Cesar Bayon speaking. We are still waiting from the sellers to fulfill some conditions precedents of our contract. So we do expect that we are going to close this deal up to the end of this year. We're still very positive about that, and the sellers are showing us that they are improving on this list of conditions precedents that we have in our contract.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. We have a question from the webcast. I have a question about the offshore business. How many contracts do you currently have with Petrobras, and what is the likelihood of more?
Okay, we have currently 18 contracts with Petrobras, including the 13 vessels in operation. We certainly have the majority of our capacity occupied over the next 18 months, even with soon to be completed expansion of the shipyard in Guarujá. Five large PSVs for WSUT and ROVSV, which is being built for the 30-party Fugro, in the period will be an outstanding achievement and worthy of note. Beyond this period, we certainly have considerable interest in producing more vessels to operate in long-term contracts for Petrobras, as well as vessels to operate in the spot market.
Mr. Kevin Lapwood from Seymour Pierce would like to make a question.
Good morning, Cesar Philippe. Can I ask if there's any progress on the third shipyard at Rio Grande?
was a nice day at the end of the golf club's race.
Kevin, we are still waiting from authorization, some license, mainly related to the part of the land that faces the water, that faces the sea side. We don't have many things more than that to tell you. We are still negotiating those licenses with not only state government but also federal government. But there are not many news on this front.
Thank you.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. Mr. Richard Samage from IHS would like to make a question.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Richard Sanchez from IHS Petrodata.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, I was wondering if you could talk about the timetable for the new builds coming out of the Brazilian shipyard, starting with the Baitura.
We expect to have Baitura in beginning of August, huh?
Yeah, beginning of August. And we have already all the 4 PSVs that are being built. All of them scheduled by till the end of next year, 2013.
Gentlemen, have you found that having built more of these vessels in series, that your construction time has decreased or stayed about the same?
No, in fact, we are speeding up our deliveries. As I have just mentioned, we are going to deliver 4 PSVs during next year, and we have been doing 2 or sometimes 3 vessels per year. So we are speeding up our investment plan and our deliveries in the shipyard.
And the productivity in the shipyard has increased with the vessels of same type being built.
And then just one last question. Do you have plans to build any anchor handling tug supply vessels, or when do you think that might happen?
We do not have immediate plans to build anchor handlers, but for sure we are looking to more sophisticated vessels like well stimulation vessels, ROV support vessels, and other specialized units. As I mentioned, we are building our ROV SV for Fugro.
The Dutch company.
Yes. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. Remembering, if you do have a question, please press star 1. As there are no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to the company for final considerations.
To close this conference, I will repeat my quote in the earnings report. As I know, many of our staff and stakeholders are listening, and I would like to thank you them personally as we celebrate 175 years of operations in Brazil. It is also a year to celebrate the expansion of the Conservador and the Guarujá shipyard. So for these and all of our projects, I would like to again thank you. It will not be possible to have succeed without the commitment, trust, and confidence of our employees and all our stakeholders. While this quarter's result is lower than expectation, we are confident in our long-term plan, in our projects, in our investments, but above all the people that work with us. So it is with no doubt that I say that I look forward to continuing the growth that we have shown for many years by delivering our projects on time, on budget, with the utmost attention to the health, safety, and security of our employees and all with whom we work with. Thank you all.
Thank you. Wilson Sons conference call is finished. Have a nice day.